Volume 4, The Works of George Fox, Doctrinal Books, I an Epistle by way of preface to the unprejudiced reader, the books and treatises in the following collection being perused. We find the doctrine of our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and those matters essential to salvation and true Christianity, so plainly asserted and fully demonstrated, according to Holy Scripture testimony, as may sufficiently eliminate our former and present adversaries' objections, and refute their calumnies and aspersions to the contrary. Although the most eminent reformers and martyrs have been most envied and misrepresented by their adversaries in all ages, as this true servant and minister of Christ was in his day, and since removed, his name and memory were most unjustly defamed by envious spirits. Yet the good report and fame, which through his faith, and blessed effects of his faithful labors, great travels and sufferings, he obtained, will outlive the great envy of his and truth's adversaries. As he was a true minister and witness for Christ and his kingdom, both in life and doctrine, so he was a plain and true witness against Antichrist and his kingdom. And although he gave preference to the Holy Spirit, as all true spiritual Christians do, yet his true love and sincere esteem of the Holy Scriptures, being given by divine inspiration, was clearly shown throughout his ministry and writings. First, in his frequent advice to friends to keep to scriptural language, terms, words, and doctrines, as taught by the Holy Ghost, in matters of faith, religion, controversy, and conduct, and not to be imposed upon, and drawn into unscriptural terms, invented by men in their human wisdom. Second, in his great industry in searching the Holy Scriptures and frequently quoting, reciting, aptly applying, and explaining the Scriptures in his writings, as will appear in the following collection. He truly testified, both in his ministry and writings, for Christ Jesus, his power and coming first in the flesh, and his second appearance in the Spirit. He was both for the sacred history and ministry of Christ, revealed according to the Holy Scripture testimonies of him, respecting his sufferings without, the work of his power within and his kingdom and glory. Under his conduct, this his minister faithfully warred against the spirit of Antichrist and persecution and against the mystery of iniquity. Mystery Babylon, the false church, the power of darkness, the corruptions of the world, and its deceit and hypocrisy under all professions. In the Lord's hand and power, he was instrumental in turning many to righteousness, and from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they might receive remission and release from sin, purified through faith in his dear Son Christ Jesus. He gave a thorough blow in his ministry and writings against the son of perdition, Antichrist, Babylon, the beast and false prophet, and therefore was the more hated by those in whom the spirit of enmity and persecution ruled. We question not, but he has his lot and portion with the holy prophets and apostles in heaven, and a share in their rejoicing at the downfall of Mystery Babylon, the mother of harlots, and the kingdom of Antichrist and Satan. Therefore rejoice you heavens, and you that dwell in them rejoice over her. You heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you upon her. Rev 12:12-18:20, which certainly will be fulfilled at Babylon's final downfall. As this faithful minister and witness of Christ was a man fearing God, hating covetousness, and eschewing evil, he deeply suffered for his testimony to the truth when on earth. He died in the favor of God and rests with him in heaven, with his church triumphant over his persecutors and the persecuting spirit, which blasphemes against God and his tabernacle and those who dwell in heaven. Glory to our God and to the Lamb on the throne forever. Hallelujah. Signed at our second day morning meeting. George Whitehead, Richard Needham. Francis Camfield, William Robinson, William Bingley, Daniel Monroe, John Butcher, John Kent, William Warren, George Oldner, Thomas Lower, George Chalky, Theodore Eccleston, John Tompkins. London, the 21st of the 10th month, 1705. The substance of some other brethren's testimonies concerning George Fox, Luke Howard, together with the rest of the friends of the quarterly meeting in Kent, testify concerning the Lord's faithful servant, George Fox, that he was an honorable elder in the church and family of God, a man of an excellent spirit, with whom was God's power, counsel, and wisdom, and that it dwelt with him in doctrine and overseeing the whole flock of God's pasture. His labor of love was to God's glory, by which many were begotten unto God. He did see the fruits of his travel unto the third generation. He declared the everlasting gospel among us through God's power, to the convincing of many and confirming them in the faith, and causing many to tremble and the devil to rage. Afterwards, the Lord sent the said G. F again to appoint men's and women's meetings, and to see that the whole family was kept in good order, as becomes the house of God. That blessed instrument, George Fox, gave forth many good epistles and instructions, both in print and manuscript, for the edifying of the body and building of it up in the love of God, who made him shine in the church unto the end of his days. We have often felt the life and love of God in his ministry, and never saw him applaud or set up himself. But in the Lord's name and power, he withstood that spirit that has risen up to oppose God's work. Kent, the 5th of the 8th month, 1691, Ambrose Rigg, concerning G.F., that the Lord visited him early in our age with his gospel day of life and salvation, and made him his messenger of glad tidings to many, and an able minister of the New Testament, or covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, and endued him with power from on high, to proclaim the acceptable day of the Lord, then ready to dawn and spring in the hearts of many, who had long sat in darkness and under the shadow of death. He preached the gospel of peace and salvation, not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and power, and an effectual door was opened in the north, and many through his ministry were turned from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, and gathered to the true shepherd and bishop of their souls. For he did not preach himself, but Jesus Christ. Of this I was a witness, that he was a stranger and a pilgrim on earth, and went to and fro, and light, wisdom, and understanding began to increase. He labored in the power of the Spirit to build up a spiritual house for God and temple for the Holy Ghost to dwell in. He testified of the life of the Son of God, that it was the light of men, given to direct them into the way of peace and holiness. He traveled through many sufferings, trials and tribulations, in perils, by sea and land, and at last by false brethren. But the Lord's power was his shield, and defended him to the end of his days from all the darts of opposition of the adversary. He was a goodly person, and of an amiable countenance, and lived to a good old age, and was gathered in peace unto his fathers, and rests in eternal glory. Upon his deathbed he testified that the holy life and seed in which all the families of the earth are blessed reigned, and this I must say also, that whoever grieved him or smote at him in words or writings must bear their own burthen in the day of account. This testimony laid upon from the Lord me to give. Reigate in Surrey, the 6th of the 12th month, 1690, John Taylor, in the name and power of the Lord, I give this short testimony for that worthy and honorable man of God, George Fox, that he was an instrument by whom I was convinced of and confirmed in the blessed truth, and gathered into the fellowship of the gospel, which he was a true minister of and a faithful laborer in God's work and service to the conversion of many. The Lord did very wonderfully appear with him, for the gathering of people to himself, having given him the word of reconciliation to preach to the poor and needy, of which I am a living witness. When I first went to him, he treated me in meekness like a lamb. He took me by the hand and said, "Young man, this is the word of the Lord to you. There are three scriptures you must witness to be fulfilled. First, you must be turned from darkness to light. Next, you must come to the knowledge of the glory of God. And then, you must be changed from glory to glory." This had such an impression on me that I was fully satisfied he had been sent of God, and the word of life was with him. And what he then said to me was more effective than all that I had ever heard from all my teachers before, to the settling and confirming me in the faith of Jesus Christ. I praise the Lord, who sent this his faithful witness with the gospel of peace and glad tidings to my soul. He devoted himself to the service of God, seeking to gain souls to him, having a constant care upon him, for the settling of the churches of Christ in peace. I am assured that his memory is blessed, and he will held in everlasting remembrance, and that he has entered into that rest that abides forever. Though his death was upon me as a great loss, and the great lacking that would be in the absence of this valiant champion of the Lord, it cannot be expressed or known as yet. And seeing so many worthy men and champions of God have been taken away from among us lately, who finished their course and received that crown of life and glory that was laid up for them, my earnest breathings and prayer to God is that we may all double our diligence and walk in the holy order, and under the rule and government of our Lord and Master, Jesus Christ, our captain and bishop of our souls, that he over all may have the glory and praise forever and ever. Amen. York, the 2d month, 1691, Richard Robinson's testimony of G.F., that the Lord raised him up and made use of him in early days, in his young years, and sent him abroad in his power, endued him with his wisdom, and made him prosperous in his hand, to the gathering many to the Lord and the glory of his arisings, and turning them from darkness and the ways and works thereof unto the true light, and from the power of Satan unto the power of the living and true God, and confirming the faithful in that testimony God had given him. He became famous, honorable, and of good esteem among good men, and the word of God's eternal power dwelled plenteously in him. The judgment of the Lord having fallen upon me for my rebellion, and continued so long that I began to question if I had not slighted the day of my salvation. This messenger of the Lord came into our parts in the third month, 1652, who taught that every man was enlightened, and had a measure of light and grace from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that if it was obeyed and followed, it would lead to God, but being disobeyed would become men's condemnation, which reached home to my understanding. From that day and time I became affected to him and to all people, who holds forth that doctrine, living up to the same, although they were but few that then professed the truth in these parts. I found him to be a man fearing God and loving righteousness, endued with the spirit of judgment and discerning, of a sound mind, and with gifts and graces becoming a true minister of the gospel, a messenger of our Lord Jesus Christ, in a great measure being learned in Christ's school, in the things relating to God's kingdom. He stood in defense of the truth against all opposition, and in all things with which he came to be tried. He proved himself a minister of God in much patience, in afflictions, imprisonments, tumults, sufferings, and travails, through whose labor, diligent testimony, and good example, many have been turned to the Lord, and had occasion to rejoice in the God of their salvation. Being gone to his rest with the Lord, he has ceased from all his labors, travels, and exercises, and his good works follow him. I have observed that a heavenly divine virtue attended him, to the converting, uniting, and preserving the Lord's people out of rents and divisions. And it has been sealed upon my spirit that his soul is with the Lord, to rest in the paradise of his pleasure forevermore. Countersell, Yorkshire, the 21st of the 12th month, 1690. John Bowater's testimony. A short testimony for our honorable brother in the faith, G.F. It is about 30 years since I first heard him. His matter was sound and weighty, though not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and power of God, opening many weighty things. He traveled up and down in God's power to gather people from the idle shepherds that only feed themselves to God, that people might know the true shepherd and bishop of the soul and his voice in them. Through many trials the Lord upheld him and delivered him out of many prisons that he was cast into. He traveled into many countries and islands beyond the seas, into some of which I afterwards traveled, and saw the fruit of his labors in many places, where he had settled many monthly, quarterly, and yearly meetings that are of great service in many parts of the world. Though some angry and unruly spirits were offended, as some were against Moses. Although there was not a meeker man upon the earth, yet some said that Moses took too much upon him, as some have, concerning this faithful servant of Christ, whose labor and care was all along to promote truth. Since God first sent him forth to preach his gospel, his care was to keep things sweet, clean, and savory in the church of Christ, and that care might be taken for the poor, fatherless, and widows. Not many days before his decease, on the 5th of the 11th month, 1690, 1051691, about 8 days before his departure, at our second day morning meeting, I much minded his exhortation to us. He encouraged friends who had gifts to make use of them, mentioning many countries beyond the seas that lacked visiting, instancing the labors and hard travels of friends in the beginning of the spreading of truth in our days, in breaking up the spiritual sod of countries, and of the rough plowing they had in steeple houses, etc. But now it was easier. He complained of many Demases and Canes who embrace the present world and encumber themselves with their own businesses, and thus neglect the Lord's, and so are good for nothing, and said, those who had wives should be as though they had none, and who goes to warfare should not entangle himself with the things of this world. The Lord took him away from the evil to come, and delivered him out of the hands of his enemies, who hated him without a cause. Edward Bourne's testimony. After a long night of apostasy, the great God raised up our dear brother, G.F. to publish the everlasting gospel in the nation of England and abroad in other nations, whereby many returned to the Lord and found him whom their souls loved, who is the desire of the righteous. In many tribulations and exercises, this our dear friend passed through, the Lord was with him and did bless and prosper him in his work. I was often with him in person in several places. Christ sent him forth to preach glad tidings and good things to the poor, laboring in the universal spirit and grace of God, for the good of Adam's posterity, that they might come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved. In his testimony in our holy assembly, he did not appear with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the spirit and power of God, and with authority from him, and they, who had the savor of life in them, had a sense of the same. We cannot by commendation add to his happiness or faithfulness in the service of the Lord, for he was of a deep judgment and sound understanding. And the spirit and power of truth witnesses to me that he is among the faithful and chosen of the Lord, who died in him, and whose works follow them. His works and writings, for the exalting of the ever-blessed truth, and for the debasing of deceit, will remain as a blessed memorial to generations to come. Worcester, the 24th of the 4th month, 1692, Leonard Fell's testimony. My testimony for my dear, true, and well-beloved friend and father in Christ, George Fox. He was a man that loved righteousness and hated iniquity. And the great God of heaven and earth wrought in him by his power and spirit, and framed him according to his mind, and fitted and furnished him for his great and heavenly work, and then sent him into the world. And many were turned to righteousness by him. For many years I frequented his company, and I never saw anything by him, but that he was kept from the spots of the world, and having finished his course, and truly performed his heavenly Father's great work and service. Through many trials, tribulations, and exercises, he has laid down his head in peace and great joy with the Lord in his kingdom, where his abiding place must be forever and evermore. London, the 13th of the 4th month, 1691, Thomas Robertson's testimony of G.F. The blessed everlasting day of the Lord dawned upon him in our age. He preached the blessed light, and many became children of it, whereby the darkness was driven away. He had the word of reconciliation, whereby many were brought to God out of sin and evil, and through judgment received mercy and refreshment from the presence of the Lord. Let all who are called to it tread in the same steps and teach the same things, that they may profit themselves and others. The 20th of the 7th month, 1691, Stephen Hubbersty's testimony of G.F., he was a man filled with the divine power and wisdom of God, which made him very honorable in the churches of Christ. My soul loved him from the first. He was a father in Christ to me, and to many thousands. God made use of him for the turning of us from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, in which we have found eternal salvation. God preserved him to see the head of the spirit of opposition broken, by which he suffered deeply. He sought the honor of God, by whom he was highly beloved and of all good men. And the Lord took him in everlasting mercy to himself, and the same mercy will be unto all those that walk in his steps unto the end. Robert Jones' testimony. A few words by way of testimony, according to the knowledge and experience that I had of my dear friend, and honorable in the Lord his God, G.F. I certainly believe that the Lord found him out, and fitted him to his work and service, and did empower him from on high to go forth in that great and glorious work, to which he commissioned him, making his overcoming power manifest through him, to the turning of many from darkness to the holy pure light. And from the power of Satan to the power of God. For the word of the Lord went through him as a lamp that burns, opening the eyes of many that sat in darkness and dwelled as in the region of the shadow of death. Many are the witnesses thereof. Oh, how he was carried through so many trials, deep exercises, and sufferings of various sorts, both by sea and land. Surely it was the Lord his God, who clothed him with his holy armor, that the arrows of the uncircumcised could not hurt him, though ever so many and violent, for his life was hidden with Christ in God. I had knowledge of him more than 30 years, being with him in many meetings, and at my own house and elsewhere, by whose testimony I was refreshed and made glad in the Lord. For his testimony was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the power and demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God, both sound and pertinent, to the edification of the hearers in great plainness, exhorting people to wait to feel the power of God in themselves, and keep to it. The children of the light can witness for him that his doctrine was sound and weighty. He labored to turn the minds of people to the light of Christ, by which they might witness the seed of the kingdom, to have dominion in their inward parts. What shall I say? In the blessed seed he lived and died, and is ever with the Lord his God to behold his glory. I have sometimes admired the great goodness of the Lord in prolonging his days, which was of great service to the church of Christ, considering his great infirmities of body by reason of his sore and hard sufferings. Well, good it was and is the Lord that preserved him, who is gone to eternal rest and has left a good savor behind him. To this as a testimony for, and in behalf of my dear friend deceased, I in truth of heart subscribe my name, as above writ. The 20th of the 5th month, 1691, a testimony from friends of Berkshire. Oliver Sansom, John By, John Giddens, and others, of the labors and travels of our dear friend, G.F. He was a father and an honorable elder in the Church of God, a faithful pastor, and a diligent and careful overseer over the whole flock of Christ in his time. In the universal spirit of love and life, he labored abundantly to the advancement of the kingdom of God and the increase of the government of Christ Jesus, and establishing the good order thereof in all places wherever he came. In this county we were partakers of his labor of love and fatherly care, having often been comforted and refreshed by his ministry, which was not in the words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and power of God, and also by his epistles, which were of great benefit, full of divine counsel, good exhortations, and wholesome admonitions, all tending to the confirming, strengthening, and building of us up in our most holy faith and hope towards God and our Lord Jesus Christ, and also for the ordering our conducts aright, and to hear our testimonies as Christians faithfully in the world. Several, inclining to an undue liberty, against the counsel of God given them, ran out into a spirit of strife and contention, and since into an open separation, whereby the tender-hearted, who abode in the truth, were sorely grieved and burdened, and became great sufferers, and were often distressed and bowed down. In this season of great exercise, our dear friend George Fox tenderly sympathized and sent many greetings of tender love, fatherly care, and sound advice, by which Christian encouragement was received, and divine strength was renewed to those who were near ready to faint, who with joy to God's glory can testify that he has many times lifted up the hands that hung down and strengthened the feeble knees. Although those contentious persons, in a spirit of strife, opposed him in the work of God, seeking to lay waste and make void his labors and to overcome him, yet the Lord bore him up, so that all his enemies by all their striving against him were so far from prevailing that they always wounded themselves against that rock upon he was fixed. Therefore many of us, having received much comfort and benefit, looked upon ourselves in duty as obliged to give forth this short testimony, as a thankful remembrance of his labors and travels among us, desiring it may stand to posterity, for the honor and glory of the ever-living God, who so gloriously appeared and dwelled and wrought in him, which made him a blessing to the nation. The 30th of the 11th month, 1691, Oxfordshire friend's testimony. For that faithful and honorable servant of God, and minister of the everlasting gospel of Christ Jesus, G.F. he was a true and faithful laborer in the work and service the Lord called him unto, in turning many from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to Christ, the power of the living God. The Lord was with him and made his work to prosper in his hand, insomuch that in a short time many that were as scattered sheep that had no shepherd were by him gathered, as an instrument in the hand of the Lord, to Christ, the true shepherd and bishop of the soul. For he came forth in the name of the Lord, in his mighty power, in the breaking forth of dawning of his glorious day, and sounded the trumpet out of Zion, that gave a certain sound, and an alarm from the Lord's holy mountain, in this our age, which alarmed the nation, and awakened many of the inhabitants thereof unto righteousness. For the power of the word of the Lord through him shook the sandy foundations of many, and overthrew the Babylonish buildings, which many people had built in the time of darkness and ignorance and nature of unrighteousness. Then was the deceitfulness of Babel's builders laid open and discovered, which made them rage like the troubled sea, and to call to rulers to help them, and like the craftsmen of Ephesus, that made silver shrines for Diana, for they began to see their trade was in danger. Oh, the wonderful work of that time, This alarm was sounded from north to south through this valiant warrior of the Lamb, by whom the Lord wrought wonderful things, who never turned his back in the day of his spiritual warfare. Some of us can well remember when he first came up out of the north country into the south parts, with dread, power, and authority, with which he was attended from God, which made the hearts of many to fear and tremble. For many that were as sturdy oaks and tall cedars, high in notion and profession, were made to bow at the power of the word of his testimony. He was endued with a spirit of discerning of the false spirit, and opposed it, and gave a true and just judgment upon it, which was of a very great service to the church of Christ. For he was in the hand of the Lord as a wall of defense to the lambs and little ones of the flock of Christ in the days of their infancy. As to his ministry, it was plain, yet powerful, consisting of many prophetical openings, declaring the day had come, in which God was fulfilling the prophecies of the prophets. Though not decked nor flourished with the words of man's natural wisdom, but delivered in the gospel simplicity, power and demonstration of God's eternal spirit, and in the wisdom of God, so known only to the truly sanctified. He was a man given up to serve the Lord, and to spend himself and be spent, endeavoring to promote the truth, that the knowledge of it might increase in the earth, and all sober-minded and well-meaning people, of whatever religion or profession, might be brought to the knowledge of it, that in it they might find rest and peace to their immortal souls, little minding the things of this world, but the things of God relating to man's happiness in the world to come. He was a man greatly beloved, for all good people that truly feared God and loved Christ the truth that were acquainted with him, loved him for the truth's sake, and had an honorable esteem of him, as indeed he was worthy of double honor, who ruled well in the church of Christ, not seeking his own things, but the things of God and the welfare, peace, and prosperity of his church and people, not exercising lordship or seeking dominion over them, but rather cherishing all the tender-hearted. But he was a terror to the evil-doers and zealous in his testimony against deceit to the end of his time, for which cause evil-minded men, hypocrites, and deceivers hated him. He was unto such as a target or a mark to shoot at, and it may be said of him in that respect, as it was said of Joseph. Many archers shot at him, and they hated and grieved him, but his bow abode in strength when theirs was broken, and the arms of his hands were made strong, and continued in strength by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. No weapon formed against his life ever prospered, nor was any tongue lifted up in judgment, but that it was by his innocent life condemned, whereby he was made to stand in his testimony to the end over the heads of all his enemies, to the finishing his course in faithfulness and the laying down his head in peace. And we are satisfied he is at rest in Christ, whom he faithfully served, and has left a good savor behind him. So we shall conclude with this short testimony, that he was a blessing in the hand of the Lord to many thousands in this nation and other nations, and his memorial will live through generations to come, in whose behalf our souls have cause to bless the name of the Lord, and to render to him the praise, honor, glory, and thanksgiving, for he only is worthy, who is over all the heavens and the earth, God, blessed forever and forevermore. Thomas Gilpin, Jeremiah Waring, Bray Doily, Timothy Burborough, Silas Mort, Thomas Penn, Thomas Nichols, John Watts, Thomas Gilkes, Alexander Harris. Christopher Barrett, John Hughes, Nathaniel Faulkner, Henry Franklin, Richard Vivers, John Long, Sen John Haynes, Daniel Flaxney. If you would like to read more about who George Fox was, the first chapter of his journal is particularly recommended, which describes his youth and spiritual journey. His inspiring translation to paradise is detailed and concludes with being raised by Christ up to the state of Adam and Eve before the fall, still capable of falling to temptation, and then raised to the state of Christ, beyond Adam's state and not subject to falling to temptation. In addition, there is also available a short summary of his life and the early Quakers that he founded. Fox also has left 400 letters to the churches he founded. These writings are almost all addressed to the spiritually mature Christians, those who had experienced the baptism of death, and Christ to be risen within them, to see his face, to fellowship with he and the Father, and to be living in paradise while still on earth. These letters are full of spirit-breathed exhortations and encouragements, that all should know the way to the kingdom whether they are in forms, without forms, or are above all forms. A direction to turn your mind within, where the voice of God is to be heard, whom you ignorantly worship as afar off, and to wait upon him for the true wisdom, that you may know truth from error, the word from the letter, the power from the form, and the true prophets from the false. Given forth by one of those whom the world in scorn call Quakers. George Fox Christ said, "Unless a man is born again of water and of the Spirit, spiritual water, he cannot see the kingdom of God, nor enter into it," John 3:3-5:8. So no man in his first natural birth can see the kingdom of God, nor enter into it, nor know the things of God. For those who see the kingdom of God, they must come to the Spirit of God, and the spiritual birth by which the things of God are known, and the kingdom of God. And John the Divine said he was in the kingdom, Rev 1:9, then he saw it. And the Apostle Paul said, God has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. And so then these John, Paul, and others saw the kingdom and were in it, Col 1:13. And as many as receive Christ, he gives them power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God, John 1:12-13. This is the birth that sees and enters God's kingdom while alive on the earth. I am the light of the world, said Christ, who enlightens everyone that comes into the world. Christ has enlightened everyone that has come into the world. You that love that light, which Christ has enlightened you withal, you bring your works to the light, that your deeds may be proved that they are wrought in God. And he that walks in the light, there is no occasion of stumbling in him. It teaches righteousness and holiness. It will keep you from lying and not let you lie, and keep you in tenderness of conscience towards God and man, and never let you swear. It will check you if you do. The light will not let you take God's name in vain. It will let you see that if you do, you must not go unpunished. And it will never let you follow drunkenness, nor vain company, for who lives in that nature are without God and shall never inherit the kingdom of God. Therefore beware, this light will keep you from adultery and whoredom, for such will God judge. And the light will keep you from theft, quarreling and fighting, and abusing yourself with mankind, and envy, and it will keep in the fear of God. This light which is of God lets you see all the works of the world and draws you out of the worships of the world and keeps you in the fear of God, where the true wisdom is made manifest. The pure wisdom is made manifest to the pure and put into the pure heart, and then your own wisdom you will see with the light, arising out of the earthly part in you, which wisdom is sensual and devilish and earthly. For while there is envy in you, there lodges the manslayer, and all the wisdom is from below while that nature stands. There are sects and there are opinions, and there are conceivings arising out of this earthly part, where lodges this wisdom and self-conceit and pride. And by this wisdom the living God is not known. So all who dwell in this wisdom put the letter Bible for the word Spirit of Christ, and give meanings and expositions upon it, and so gather together with the outward letter, not having the power and life that gave it forth. So there are castles built, and strongholds, and fence cities, and high walls, as the Jews, who had the outward form of that which was given forth from the power, the form of the prophets, and Moses, and David, and Abraham, who saw Christ, but whom lived in power. But the Pharisees and the priests, getting their words, did not know Christ. So it is now with this generation of the world. For you say, you know Christ, as the Jews said, they were of Abraham. So they had gotten the letter, and others' words which had the power. And all these are but imitations and likenesses which are above, lifted up above the pure spirit, and here lodges the serpent in this earthly part. But as the eternal light which Christ has enlightened you withal, is loved, minded, and taken heed unto, this earthly part is wrought out. The daily cross is taken up, the fear of the Lord grows, the true wisdom increases, the errors of the wicked are discovered and made manifest, the unjust comes to be slain, the just comes to reign, the wisdom of the world comes to be confounded. Then the heathen begin to rage, then tumults arise. But dwelling in the light, all sects and all opinions and religions are discovered and stand naked before the Lord. And before all who are of God and are seen with the eternal eye that arise out of the earth, and the earth is but one, and all such do raise their ground from the letter, which was given forth from the power of God. Now dwelling in the power, in the eternal light, all sects and opinions come to be judged and overturned, and seen to be chaff that is to be burned, with that which cannot be quenched. For the light is but one, which is Christ, who enlightens everyone, and all are enlightened with one light. Everyone taking heed to that light which Christ has enlightened you withal, it leads you out of sects, out of forms, out of the beauty of the world, to live in life and power. And waiting in the light which Christ has enlightened you withal, You come to be disciples of Jesus Christ and servants to the truth, and not to serve the lusts, nor the desires, nor pleasures, but the light judges them. For serving the desires and the lusts, you turn into the beastly nature in the world and into the flesh, and come to be darkened and veiled. Then your throat is an open sepulcher, so that you drink up iniquity as it were water. But dwelling in the light, it judges all that, and all your works and actions come to be judged by that light. And all walking in this light which Christ has enlightened you with, you all walk in unity and sameness of mind, and lay away all guile, sin, and uncleanness, and are all taught to fear the Lord God. And it will lead you to the church of God, from the church of the world, and from your teachers to cease from men, to be taught alone of God, who teaches eternal things eternally, and leads the mind up out of external things. And dwelling in the light, there is no occasion at all of stumbling, for all things are discovered with the light. You that love it, here is your teacher. When you are walking abroad, it is present with you in your bosom. You need not to say, lo here or lo there. And as you lay in your bed, it is present to teach you, and judge your wandering mind which would wander abroad, and your high thoughts and imaginations, and makes them subject. For following your thoughts, you are quickly lost. But dwelling in this light, it will discover to you the body of sin, and your corruptions and fallen estate, where you are, and multitude of thoughts. In that light which shows you all this, stand, neither go to the right hand nor to the left. Here is patience exercised, here is your will subjected, here you will see the mercies of God made manifest in death. Here you will see the drinking of the waters of Shiloh, which run softly, and the promises of God fulfilled, which are to the seed, which seed is Christ. Here you will find a Savior, and the election you will come to know, and the reprobation, and what is cast from God, and what enters. He who can acknowledge that can own, acknowledge what Fox says to be true me, and receive my testimony into his heart, is convinced that Fox's testimony is true, the immortal seed is born up. Words spoken from the Spirit bring the seed alive, and his own will thrust forth. For it is not him that wills, nor him that runs, but the election obtains it, and God that shows mercy. For the first step of peace is to stand still in the light, which discovers things contrary to it, for power and strength to stand against that nature which the light discovers. Here grace grows. Here is God alone glorified and exalted, and the unknown truth, unknown to the world, made manifest, which draws up that which lies in the prison and refreshes it in time, up to God, out of time, through time. Whom God loves, he loves to the end, where the eternal unity is. There is all peace, all clean, no jar, who are all of one mind, hidden from the world's wisdom, knowledge, comprehension, and thoughts which can never enter. As it is written, the world by wisdom knows not God, and he is coming to confound the wisdom of the wise. The church in God is not an imitation, gathered from the letter Bible, nor is it a high-flown people in their imaginations, but the church is they who are born again of the immortal seed, by the word of God, which lives and endures forever, which the world knows not. For the word cuts asunder, hews down all wickedness, corruption, pride, and honor of men, that all the honor and glory may be given alone to God. He hews down the first birth, that he may establish the second and raise up the second. The word of the Lord is a fire, which burns up all the corruptions and burns up all that is hewn down. The word is as a hammer to beat down, that nothing can stand it, and this is the word by which the saints are born again. You are born again by the immortal word, which lives and endures forever. And you are feeding upon the milk of the word, which word is God, which word became flesh and dwelt among us. So he Christ is the head of the church, and they are living stones, but all you now who put the letter for the word and have got it in your minds and gather assemblies by it, this you cannot witness. And it is ignorance for you to say that the letter Bible is the word, when the letter Bible says God is the word. And it is a lie to speak and say that the steeple house is the church. Or to say, those who are gathered by the form of the letter is the church of God. For the church is the pillar and ground of truth, gathered by the eternal power that was before letter Bible was. And all who are in this church, as it is called of the world, and live in the comprehension of the letter Bible, and the earthly part yet standing, there is devilishness in your minds, and earthliness and pride and filth. If you hearken to that light in your conscience, it will let you see so. And while those are standing, such whose sacrifice God accepts not and praises, while nature is standing, God accepts not, which is Cain's, to which God has no respect, but only to Abel's. And God is coming to judge the great whore, all manner of opinions and all manner of sects and fellowships, as you call them, all manner of her forms. For everyone that lives in God is coming to overturn and overthrow, for all the sects lodge in the great whore. All the sects' foundations are in the earth, and earthly wisdom gathered in the earthly nature. He will overturn them that he may establish his own truth in righteousness, his own kingdom. Now the stone cut out of the mountain without hands begins to strike at the feet of the image, that the head of gold begins to fall, and the breast of silver, and thighs of brass, and feet part iron, and part clay, and his dominion is a dominion forever over all. And all who dwell not in this light, which Christ has enlightened you withal, you will be found too lightweight. For he is coming to weigh all things in this balance, and before him the hills shall move, and the mountains shall melt, and the rocks shall cleave, who measures the waters in the hollow of his hand, and his thunders begin to utter their voices, that the mysteries of God may be opened, and the carnal hearts rent. Great earthquakes shall be, the terrible day of the Lord draws near, the beast shall be taken, and the false prophet. Into the fire must they go, for the beast and the false prophet have gone together, the one has held up the other. Now is the Lord coming to sit as judge, and reign as king, who is the lawgiver which shall go forth of Zion? Now shall Zion arise and thresh to beat the hills and thresh the mountains. Now is the sword drawn, which glitters and is furbished, the sword of the Almighty, to hew down Baal's priests, corrupt judges, corrupt justices, corrupt lawyers, fruitless trees which cumber the ground. Drunkard, you cannot hide yourself. Cursed speaker, you cannot hide yourself. Whoremonger, you cannot hide yourself. Awake, awake, all people everywhere who live in forms, see what you possess, not having that eternal spirit that gave forth the scriptures. All your formal prayers, formal preaching, formal singing will be found as the chaff, which is for the unquenchable fire. For Christ is risen, the true light shines, the glory of the Lord appears, and you are discovered to him, to be empty of that eternal spirit in your understandings, which gave forth the scriptures. I am the light, said Christ, which enlightens everyone. That light you hate, and all who hate this light, set up teachers without them. But all who love this light are of God and lead to God, which is across to all the world, and this light is in everyone. Wait in it to receive Christ. And as many as receive Christ, to them he gives power to become the sons of God, which are not born of the will of man, nor by the will of man, but by the will of God. And these are they who are out of imitations, and have no images nor likeness of truth, but are in it, and possess it. Glory, glory to the Lord God forever, who governs his people and is the head of the church. Christ is the head of the man, God is the head of Christ. He that can receive this, if he had not known the letter, let him. He has come, who is before the letter was written. In the beginning was the Word. Now all you that hate the light, your deeds are evil. Christ said, he is the light of the world, and he enlightens every one that comes into the world. The one he loves the light, and brings his works to the light, and walks in it. There is no occasion of stumbling in him the other he hates the light, and will not bring his works to the light to be made manifest, because his deeds are evil, and the light will reprove him. You that say the light is natural, and say that Christ does not enlighten every one that comes into the world, you are a liar and blasphemer and denier of Christ's words, and lays waste the scripture. And you that say the light is natural, you put the letter for the light, which is natural. Darkness, true it is, cannot comprehend this light, but the light makes manifest darkness, and this is the condemnation of the world. The light that you hate, this light you have. Christ said, swear not at all. The light will say the same to you in you. Christ said, he that lusts after a woman commits adultery with her in his heart. This light will tell you the same, bringing your works to it and loving it. Christ cried woe against the Pharisee, the hypocrite. This light will let you see the same. Christ will say, go you cursed workers of iniquity. This light will say the same to you, in you, who are a worker of iniquity. Here shall you be condemned with the light, and judged with the light out of your own mouth. This light will let you see all your hard speeches, your venomous thoughts, your evil intentions and covetous desires, which is idolatry and dissembling and deceit to be works of darkness, and let you see that all those things are evil. There you have learned your condemnation. There is your teacher that would teach you to know God. There is your condemnation, hating that light that will condemn you from him. You will say, you know in your conscience that drunkenness is sin. Here you love darkness rather than the light that shows it to you, and lying and swearing and cursed speaking is sin. And yet you follow it and pleasures. There you love darkness rather than the light that shows you them, because your deeds are evil, and there you have learned your condemnation. When God's righteousness shall be revealed in flames of fire, you shall witness I speak truth. You know theft is sin, and all unrighteousness God forbids. You will say something in your conscience tells you so. If you hearken to that, it will exercise your conscience and bring you to repentance. Christ said, I call sinners to repentance. That light in you calls you to repentance, and if you hearken to that call, you hearken to Christ. And if you hate that call, you hate Christ and God. Then you turn into sorcery and evil, into all uncleanness, and then God is not in your thoughts. And then you are the disobedient one, which disobey the light which God has enlightened you with. And there the wrath of God abides on you, and the prince of the air rules in you, as he does in all the children of disobedience, who hate this light. Now do not think that I hold free will here, man's free will. I speak of that which is contrary to man's will, and loving the light it will keep your wills from running, and your wills from willing anything, and keep them in subjection. But he that hates this light, and makes a profession of God and Christ, and says that the Bible is the Word, and the four books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is the Gospel, he knows not Christ which is glad tidings, the Lamb of God which takes away the sins of the world, for the Bible does not take away sin. And you that say you had not come to repentance, if you had not known the Bible, you deny Christ, who came to call sinners to repentance before the Bible existed. It is Christ who calls sinners to repentance and not the Bible. But the Bible is a declaration of the Word, God is the Word, and the Bible is a declaration of the light, Christ is the light, and the Bible is a declaration of the Spirit, but the Spirit is not the Bible. The Bible is a declaration of power, but the power is not it. The power and the life and the light was in them that spoke it forth, whom the world always hated. Therefore, waiting in the light, which Christ has enlightened you with, that is Scripture within you, and that will open the Scripture. According as you grow in the light, and the saints' conditions, as you are sanctified, and as you are cleansed and made free by the Son of God, for it is He that makes free. Who are made free from sin, and from the world, are made free by the Son of God. And blessed be the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has raised Him from the dead, and by Him raised us up from the dead. And to you who tempt God, and ask the Lord to give you a sight of your sins, priests and people, does not the light which Christ has enlightened you with, let you see your sins, that lying and swearing, cursed speaking, theft, murder and whoredom and covetousness, and pride and lust and pleasures, all these to be the works of flesh and fruits of darkness. This light within you lets you see it, so you need not tempt God to give you a sight of your sins, for you know enough. And waiting in the light, power and strength will be given to you. For those who wait upon the Lord, their strength shall be renewed. And living in the light and walking up to God, it will bring you to true hunger and thirst after righteousness, that you may receive the blessing from God, and rise over tempting of God, as if He had not given you a sight of your sins. And to all you who say, God give us grace, and we shall refrain from our sin. This is using a customary word in a tempting manner, for the free grace of God has appeared to all men, and the grace of God shows you your ungodliness and worldly lusts. Now you that live in ungodliness, lying and swearing and theft and murder and drunkenness and filthy pleasures and lusting after the world, you are he that turns the free grace of God into wantonness, a license to sin and cast his laws behind your back and walks despitefully against the Spirit of grace. Here the Scripture is fulfilled upon you. O vain man! Yet you can say, God is merciful, he is merciful and just, and that mercy and justice you shall see when destruction comes upon you. For you can say, God is merciful, yet you live in your wickedness, passing your time without the fear of God, sporting yourself in your wickedness. O you covetous proud priests, who deceive the nation, who mind earthly things, whose God is your belly, whose glory is your shame. You are enemies of the cross of Christ. Your destruction is coming, that you shall not make a prey upon the people any longer. The Lord has spoken it. O you great men and rich men of the earth, weep and howl, for your misery is coming, who heap up treasure for the last day. Your gold and silver shall eat you up as the rust and the canker. The fire is kindled, the day of the Lord is appearing, a day of howling will be among your fat bulls of Bashan, that all the tall cedars and strong oaks must be hewn down, and all the loftiness of men must be laid low. Then shall the Lord alone be exalted. The free grace of God is the saint's teacher, which teaches them to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, to live righteously and godly, like God in this evil present world, denying all the world's lusts and world's ways and world's teachers and works of darkness, which grace is turned into wantonness, a license to sin, by those who follow the course of the world, and the works of darkness, drunkenness, and uncleanness. And such are they who cannot abide sound doctrine, which heap up teachers, having itching ears. And all who turn from this grace of God into wantonness, lack of restraint or a license for continuing to sin, deny it to teach them, and they live in their worldly lusts and ungodliness. Oh, how does the land mourn because of oaths? Oaths are heard in the streets openly belched forth. Oh, how does the pride and haughtiness of men and women abound, that scarcely know how to walk in the streets? Oh, how does oppression and tyranny rule, that the cries of the poor are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbaths? Oh, how does drunkenness and drunkards walk abroad in the streets, which devour the creatures? The Lord is rising, and surely he will be avenged of all his adversaries. He has come to sweep the land of evildoers, that the earth shall yield her increase, and the land enjoy her Sabbaths. He will sit judge, and righteousness shall run down our streets, and God alone be magnified and glorified, to whom it alone belongs forever. Oh, how does all the creation groan under this bondage of corruption? The Lord is pouring out his Spirit upon all flesh, that his sons and daughters may prophesy up and down this great city, and none shall make them afraid, crying for justice, crying for righteousness, crying for equity. For the cry of the great whore is come up before the Lord, who is adulterated from the truth. They who hate this light, hate Christ which is the husband, and go from him. They who love the light, have the husband which is Christ. But the judgment of the great whore is come, who made all nations to drink of the cup of her fornication, who must drink of the cup of the indignation of the wrath of God poured out without mixture, who must have it filled double. Rejoice, rejoice all you prophets and holy men of God, triumph in glory. Sing aloud praise to the Lord God Almighty and Omnipotent, who is come to reign. Rejoice over the world, over the false prophets, over the beast, over the whore, which is adulterated from the light, and tells all her lovers that the light is natural, and so denies the husband Christ Jesus and lives in fornication. But all who love the light and walk in the light witness Jesus Christ to be the husband, and this light is spiritual. Now she is convinced of her adultery, of her witchcraft, of sorcery, and that which does convince her is the light which Christ has enlightened her with, and this is her condemnation. And now the judgment of the great whore is come, God will be avenged on her, who has drunk the blood of his saints, who dwelled in the light and loved the light. All who hate this light, they set up to be their light such as are called of men masters, have the chief places in the assemblies, stand making long prayers, lay heavy burdens upon the people, which devour widows' houses. The widow has not a husband, all are as widows who are devoured of such. But who loves the light which Christ has enlightened them with, it joins them to Christ, and then they witness him to be their husband, and such as are not devoured of them. And who hate this light, hold up them who bear rule by their means, which Jeremiah, who dwelled in the light, was sent to cry out against. And those who hate this light, hold up them that cry for their gain from their quarters, and never have enough, which Isaiah, who dwelt in the light, was sent to cry out against. And those who hate the light go after the error of Balaam, and hold up such who love the wages of unrighteousness. And all who hate this light have the spirit of error, and those who dwell in the light know the spirit of error and what the spirit of error follows. And all who hate this light, hold up the hirelings that Micah cried against, and such as call for the fleece, and clothe themselves with the wool that Ezekiel cried against, who was in the light and full of the spirit. Now where the same light is made manifest, as was in the prophets which saw Christ the light, and in the apostles the same light which gave forth the scripture, all the scripture is witnessed. And here we are grounded upon the prophets, upon the apostles, and Christ the cornerstone in the eternal light, by which we see the priests bear rule by their means now, and seek for their gain from their quarters now, and are greedy dumb dogs now, no worse than Balaam, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Num 22:6-14, but dare not take it. But these sue men at the law for it, worse than Simon Magus, who would have bought the gift of the Spirit, but these sell the letter. This corrupt practice has long reigned, but now is made manifest. And in this light we see the hirelings that preach peace, but he that puts not in their mouths, they prepare war against him. And by this light we see teachers who profess they are sent of Christ, to be in the seat of the scribes and Pharisees, and are called of men masters, and have the chief places, going in their long robes, love salutations in the markets, have the uppermost seats at feasts, and under pretense making long prayers, devouring widows' houses, which Christ cried woe against. And such we cannot own as sent from Christ, nor hold up, For if we should, we should deny the scriptures and hold up that which Christ forbids. And if we should hold up them who rule by their means, we should deny Jeremiah to be a true prophet, who cried against such. And if we should hold up such as cry for gain from their quarters, we should deny Isaiah, who was sent to cry against such. And if we should hold up such as go for gifts and rewards, who love the wages of unrighteousness, we should deny the apostle who cried against such. For the same light is manifest, praised be the Lord God, by which they are seen and cannot be owned, but must be denied, as they were by the prophets, by Christ, by the apostles. And if we should hold up such that say, revelations are ceased, we should deny the Son as they do. For none knows the Father but the Son, and he to whom the Son reveals him. And so we deny those to know Christ, or to be sent of Christ, which deny the Son and deny revelations. For the apostle, who was a minister of God, was not a minister of Christ, until the Son was revealed in him, and then he preached him and preached the kingdom of God. So all who deny revelations, deny the Son and the Father both, and live in their imaginations of the letter. And the apostle exhorts the saints to have the loins of their minds girded up, and hope to the end for the grace that was to be brought to them at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now he was a minister, and he did exhort to wait for the revelation of Jesus Christ. But now you that deny revelations, do declare yourself openly to be no minister, and erase yourself out from among the ministers of Christ. And you that go in the ways of Cain, you are raised away from Abel, for in your heart lodges persecution, and your mouth utters it, and your hands act it. And you that speak a divination of your own hearts are raised out from them who speak from the mouth of the Lord. For the prophets of the Lord ever cried out against such, and so they do now. And you that seek for gain from your quarter are those who are shut out from the true prophets of God. The prophets cried out against you, and the same light cries out against you now. Otherwise the prophets should be made of no effect, for they spoke forth freely, and so they do now that speak forth from the same light. The light is free, which has enlightened everyone that comes into the world. You that hate it have learned your condemnation. The light lets you see all the evil deeds of your heart, and the gospel is free to every creature, not to be bought and sold for money. O shameless men that tell people the letter is the word, and buy and sell it for money, which is a declaration of the living word. And the grace is free, which has appeared to all men, which is the saints' teacher, and you need not have any other teacher. If you own the grace, which shows your ungodliness and worldly lusts, this grace will teach you to deny them. And the light, which has enlightened everyone that comes into the world, is everyone's condemnation in particular that hates it, and is everyone's teacher who loves it. Which light is but one, and will open all the figures and the parables and types to you. And waiting in this light, it will guide you to God. There is your teacher, but there is your condemnation who hate it. Every one of you shall eternally witness this. To that which should exercise your conscience do I appeal, for now the mighty day of the Lord is coming. Meet him, by putting off your works of darkness. God that made the world and all things in it, dwells not in temples made with hands, neither will he be worshipped with men's inventions. But Israel, when he had forgot his maker, built temples, and Judah built fenced cities. But the Lord will send a fire to devour them, and all your songs shall be turned into mourning. The mouth of the Lord has spoken it. O then all you that profess, see that you possess, and profess no more than you are. All who stumble at the light are without, and are not come to repentance, and so all who stumble at the light, stumble at the door. The door is known by the light which comes from Christ. And all who stumble at the light, stumble at the way. For Christ has enlightened everyone, so that with the light he might see the way which is Christ to the Father. So all who stumble at the light, stumble at the scriptures, and know not the meaning of them. For that eye that is turned from the light is the blind, and leads into the ditch, and is to be condemned with the light from Christ. And all who stumble at the light never knew the hope which purifies, nor the faith which purifies, nor the belief which overcomes the world. But he walks in darkness and does not know where he goes. And the children of light, which dwell in the light, to him their condition is unknown, for he hates that which they walk in. So with that light he is condemned. And to you all this is the word of God. And all who stumble at the prophet's words and cannot understand the words of them, spoken from the light which was in them. And all who stumble at the light, stumble at the apostles' words, which were declared from the light which was made manifest in all consciences, which ministered to the spirits in prison. So all who stumble at the light, they are to be condemned with the light from the life of the prophets and apostles, who dwelled in the light, with the rude, wicked world. And here everyone shall witness his condemnation to be just, and see it just, with the light which shows him his evil deeds, and that Christ's words are true, and to own his condemnation that hates it. And they are the children of the light that love it and believe in it, and with the light they see their deeds are wrought in God, to the praise of God and joy and comfort of themselves. George Fox, the vials of the wrath of God poured forth upon the man of sin, and upon all professors of the world, who deny the light of Christ, which he has enlightened everyone withal and walk contrary to it, with it they are condemned, by him who is called George Fox. The world's profession without foundation, with several precious notes to great men and rich men. All the stated beliefs in Christ of the world are without ground and without the true foundation, for the light is denied by the world and hated. The professed believers, priests, and people, and all who hate the light, their deeds are evil, and they will not bring their works to the light, for fear that the light will reprove them. They know their deeds are evil. You will not bring your works, for fear that the light will reprove them. Drunkard, you know your deeds are evil, you will not bring your works to the light, for fear that the light will reprove you. There you have learned your condemnation, which is the light. Liar, you know you should not lie, there you have learned your condemnation, the light. Swearer and railer, you know you should not swear, nor rail. The light within you lets you see that your deeds are evil, and makes you confess your deeds are evil. There you have learned your condemnation, the light. You devilish minds who are hatching mischief, plotting together to do mischief in alehouses, and upon your beds, something in your consciences tells you that you should not do so. There you have learned your condemnation, the light. You cursed speakers, envious ones, quarrelers, fighters, stoners, wrathful, malicious ones, there is something in your consciences tells you, all this is of the devil. There you have learned your condemnation, in the light that Christ has enlightened you with, which lets you see that your deeds are evil, when you are sitting in alehouses, drinking, playing cards, playing shovelboards, swearing by God, or your soul, or your faith, or cursing and provoking one another to wrath, fighting and abusing one another. So you are those that defile the flesh. There is something in your consciences that tells you, all this is of the devil. There you have learned your condemnation, which is the light that lets you see all the works of darkness. Now therefore hearken to the light, which may lead you up to God the Father of light. It lets you see that you should not lie, not steal, not commit adultery. You should not walk in unclean actions, and all you who do, you know your deeds are evil by the light in your consciences, which is your condemnation, the light in your consciences which should exercise it. All you wanton, lustful ones, sporting yourselves, who gather yourselves together to spend your time in vanity, there is something in your consciences that tells you, all that is folly, foolishness, and madness. Laughter is madness, said the prophet, and those who have grown solid and civil, denying such practices, their denial is counted madness with you, who live in folly. There is that in your consciences that lets you see your deeds to be evil. You have learned the condemnation, the light. And when the book of all consciences is opened, you will all witness what I speak. To that in your consciences I appeal, then the time will come that you will wish you had not been born into the world. Now you easeful ones are at ease, and you professors stated believers in Christ and the scriptures. Priests and people have set your nests so high as though none could reach you. And all you conceited ones, who rest in your conceits. And you worldly ones, who are drunk with the cares of this life. And you covetous ones, who devour one another, for the creature, for the earth. The time is coming when the poor despised ones shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and a cry will be among all you, and a howling, a wishing you had never been born. Liar, you are for the lake that burns. Unbelievers, you are for the lake. Drunkards and scorners, you are for the lake that burns and shall never inherit the kingdom of God who act such things. Drunkard, you have cast the law of God behind your back. And you that mind earthly things, your end is destruction, whose God is your belly, who glory in your shame, who live in the lust, drunkenness, gluttony, devouring the creation. A time will come that you will wish you had never been born, for you have all known in your days that your deeds have been evilent, that you have done contrary to the light in your consciences. There is your condemnation, the light. For you wicked will be as the chaff which the wind drives away, and all you proud will be as the stubble. The mouth of the Lord has spoken it. This is to be scattered among the ignorant, simple, and blind people, led by the God of this world, and drunkenness and lust, that the witness may arise in them against these ungodly deeds, that they may be left without excuse who have had a time and a visitation and call to repentance. Now you have a time, prize it, you have light, which Christ has given you. To it I appeal, which lets you see all your evil deeds, hating it, it will be your condemnation. To all manner of people I speak, it will eternally witness for the Lord and condemn you. Some are drunk with drink, sitting together to invent mischief, to shed blood, to destroy the innocent. Another company, priests and people, have gotten together, drunk with rage and persecution, as drunk as the others are in rage and madness, plotting and inventing together against the righteous, to shed innocent blood. Some you put into prison, and you are worse than common drunkards, for you stalk, and cause the innocent to be imprisoned. Therefore awake all drunkards, and fear God, and turn unto the Lord while you have time. Pharaoh you oppressor, Pharaoh you taskmaster, Pharaoh you proud one, which lays heavy burdens upon the innocent and righteous seed, and oppresses the just, plagues and woe is your portion, as was Pharaoh's, who taxes and oppresses and causes the just and righteous seed to labor under you, who binds with oaths and compels to swear by that which is a declaration of Christ, who said, "Swear not at all." And he who does not abide in the doctrine of Christ, does not of God, but is of the devil. Oh, you earthly-minded men, stop oppressing the poor, exalt not yourselves above your fellow creatures, for you are all of one mold and blood. You that set your nests on high, join house to house, field to field, until there be no place for the poor, woe is your portion. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And you that have not so much of the earth, give over your murmuring and reasoning, fretting and grudging, for all your need is the need of God. The righteous God is coming to give to every one of you according to your works. Now the works of you all must be tried. You that have appeared unto men beautiful outwardly will be found in the generation of murderers, and you that have pretended to worship, your sacrifice will be found to be Cain's, which God has no respect to. O, you high ones, which spread yourselves, appear fair, tall, and strong, you know not God, nor yourselves to be oaks. O, you tall cedars, you know not yourselves to be so. The Lord has sent his servants to look for fruit in his vineyard among you, but it is full of wild olives and wild grapes, that many are drunk with the juice of the wild grapes. And the vineyard is so full of briars and thorns that the lambs and sheep cannot pass, but they are tangled among the briars and the thorns. And the land is as a wilderness, full of serpents. And the earth is overgrown with weeds and nettles, that there is no feeding for the lambs, until the earth can be dressed and overturned. Howl, you vine dressers! A day of howling is coming among you, who have been pretenders to the dressing of the vineyards, which are overgrown with weeds and nettles and thorns and crooked ways. The lambs and sheep have been scattered and devoured among the briars and the thorns, and you have made no discerning between a lamb and a goat, a sheep and a wolf. Now the Lord himself is gathering his lambs and his sheep where they have been scattered in this cloudy dark day, and some are torn, and some are trampled upon with the horses of Pharaoh. But the Lord's hand is against you, and his sword drawn. The battle is begun, and the sword drawn, which must not be put up until it has made a separation in hewing down, and the Lord himself will have the praise, and the honor, and the renown, who rules over all. Oh, how beautiful has your harlot been! Oh, how full is the land of enchanters! Oh, how full is the land of sorcerers and witchcrafts! The mystery of her has deceived many through her whoredoms. Green was grass and fresh was the flower, the bay tree spread itself and the hawthorn, but the time is coming of fading, the flower will fade and the grass will wither, and the whoredom and the enchanter must come to judgment. The Lord is risen and rises as a swift witness against the enchanter, against the sorcerers, against the whoremongers, and the covetous. The glittering sword is drawn to hew down you fruitless trees that cumber the ground. You lustful fleshly ones, you have not seen yourselves to be these trees which cumber the ground. You heady high-minded ones, you have not seen yourselves to be these trees which cumber the ground. You who live in the flesh, you do not see yourselves to be these trees which cumber the ground. You scorners, you liars, you dissemblers, false hearts, you do not see yourselves to be these trees which cumber the ground. But the Lord is risen against you, the earth stinks with the dead that are upon it, and the pollution of the polluted. The Lord is risen with power and sends forth to bury the dead and to raise up the dead. All who are immortal, this may see, this may receive. Repent, for the day of the Lord is coming. Awake, you worldly ones, hearken to that in your consciences, which shows you sin and evil, that will guide you to God, loving it. Awake, you drunkards and lustful ones who follow pleasures. Consider the ways you walk in, for you who act such things must never inherit the kingdom of God. For you act contrary to that in your consciences, which will be your condemnation. Pride and ambition, selfishness and self-will stands up, which the plagues of God are due unto. Silence all flesh, who live in your conceit and deceit, thieving and stealing in the night what the saints spoke, making yourselves drunk with it, and then sell it to drunkards, and then are jovial, eating and drinking with drunkards. Howl, you drunkards, for you shall want the staff of bread. A day of howling is coming upon you. Lay aside all deceitful merchandise. And all you stargazers who are gazing among the stars, wondering after your imaginations, doing the works of darkness, in whom lodges the spirit of witchcraft. Silence, and come down, all you that ride so high, that do bestir you as Jans did and Jambers at the coming of the children of Israel out of Egypt. Through the fire and the sea, you cannot come. Silence all presumptuous talkers of God, who see him not but are presumptuous boasters, who live in envy, crossness, and perverseness, and vain contention, which proceeds from corrupt minds, who mind the earth and earthly things, who are enemies to the cross of Christ, who glory in your shame, whose end is destruction, whose belly is your God, who do not see God, are not come so far as Moses. For Moses saw God face to face. And death reigns from Adam to Moses, and all that do not see God, death reigns in you. To that in your conscience I appeal, which Christ has enlightened you with, which calls you to repentance, which shows you your evil deeds, which will be your teacher, owning and loving it, and your condemnation, hating it. Now you have time, prize it. This is the day of your visitation. A word from the Lord to all the world and all professors in the world, spoken in parables, wherein all may come to read themselves through the parables and see where they are. By George Fox, man being driven into the earth out of paradise, and death having passed over all men, the flaming sword turns every way to keep the tree of life, death having passed over all men. Death reigned from Adam until Moses, and as there is death within, so death speaks. Though Christ has given to every one of you a measure according to your ability, and this measure is the light, yet one, he loves the light, and the other, he hates the light, and this is the condemnation. He that loves the light and brings his deeds to the light, there is no occasion at all of stumbling. This is the light that gave forth the scriptures. Accordingly, as you are grown up in the light, you will read the scriptures correctly again. Because you hate this light, you stumble, because your deeds are evil, you will not bring your deeds to the light for fear that it should reprove them. You know your deeds are evil, which this light shows you, there you have learned your condemnation. You know you should not lie, be drunk, and that you should not steal, nor commit adultery. This light will tell you all this, and it will condemn you and reprove you if you love it and bring your works to it. But if your deeds are evil and you know it will reprove you, you therefore hate it and will not bring your deeds to it. Therefore this is your condemnation. You will have learned it when the righteousness of God is revealed through flames of fire upon you, then you shall see it is true. You know you should not be proud, delight in fashions and customs, and follow the world. This light will show you, and let you see all that is vanity, and bring you sometimes to confess it. And yet your heart being hardened, and the deceit strong, you reject and hate that which calls you to repentance, which lies low in you, and continually calling you to forsake your lovers. It tells you that you should not lust, nor covet, nor thieve. It tells you there is danger to all you thieves, and lustful ones, and covetous ones. It speaks to you, and I tell you that will be your condemnation. When the book of conscience is opened, in your own mouths you shall be judged. Therefore take warning. When the vengeance of God falls upon you, then you will say, you had time once when it is past, and the plagues of God have been poured upon you, who hate to be reformed by that light in your conscience. When God calls you continually to repentance, you do not hear his voice, but trust in your own fancies and dreams and lying divinations, and so hate the light. For if you love it, it would bring you to repentance and the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is to depart from all sin and wickedness and all evil and all respecting of persons. And you who do respect persons, showing partiality to certain persons, not treating every man equally, respect not God's law, which forbids it. For he that respect persons transgresses the law and is convicted as a transgressor and commits sin. You that do not own this light, which is according to the law of God, which respects no man's person, that light in your conscience, if you love it and heed it, it will exalt God alone. You proud ones may stumble at this, but I appeal to that in your consciences, which should exercise it. This light will bring you to walk in the commands of Christ. Christ Jesus said, in all your communications let your yes be yes, and your no be no, for whatever is more is evil, and swear not at all, for that was in the old time, the swearing. Now you that do not abide in the doctrine of Christ are of the devil. Swear not by the head, nor by Jerusalem, nor by the earth, nor by heaven. These are great noted things. I say, swear not by the Bible, which is a great noted thing, which you swear by now, if the Lord's oath is performed, which he swore by himself and put an end to all oaths. If the high priest Jesus Christ is owned, then all the priests are put to an end, which were true types and figures of him. For he who holds up priests which receive tithes according to the law denies Jesus Christ come in the flesh. But whoever loves the light that he has given them, witness Jesus Christ to have come in their flesh. These deny all the priests that receive tithes, for the receiving of tithes was in a time past. Although Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek, who was a figure, when Jesus Christ the everlasting priest was come, he put an end to all figures. And you who hold up the figures, deny Christ has come in the flesh. Asterisk following George Fox's logic, to not confess Jesus Christ come in the flesh, thus to be Antichrist, is to profess or support any false doctrine or unlawful practice. Who continues swearing or tithing or killing false prophets and unbelievers, or continues taking an eye for an eye or building temples or observing Sabbaths, or having multiple wives, or forbidding certain foods, or observing certain days, or celebration of Jewish feasts. Such person denies Jesus Christ as Lord and Master, denies him come in the flesh, and therefore is Antichrist. It is not what you say you are, but what you do that makes you a Christian or not, from the word of the Lord within. Remember, every person who sins denies him as Lord and Master. And if you are still sinning while upholding any false practice of the false church, your conduct denies him to have come in your flesh to be your ruler and king that orders all your words and all your deeds, and so you are an antichrist. There was a temple which God commanded. But when Christ had come and had risen, all outward temples were denied. And we witness one priest, which is over the household of God, 10,000 witness one priest, which is entered into the holiest. And all the priests and his hirelings are denied. And all such as go after covetousness, to make gain of the people, are denied, and all such as bear rule by their means, and seek for their gain from their quarters, are denied. And all such as are called of men masters, and have the highest places in the assemblies, are denied by such who have one master Jesus Christ, to whom all power is given in heaven and earth, who masters over all, and has conquered all, subdued all, reigns over all heaven and earth, judge over all heaven and earth. And the mighty day of the Lord is coming. God that made the world dwells not in temples made with hands, neither is he worshipped with the works of men's hands, seeing he is Lord of all, has given to all breath and life, made of all nations man of one mold, to dwell upon the face of the earth, and is coming to fill his with the knowledge of himself. To all you that are unlearned outwardly, of the letter, who cannot read the scripture outwardly, to you I have a word from the Lord to speak, which is, Christ said, I have given to everyone a measure according to their ability. This is the measure, the light which is pure, which does convince you, and if you do take heed to this light, that is scripture within you. As a man should give, or a king should give to his subjects, or to them that are under him, every one a measure of the outward. So Jesus Christ the King gives every one a measure of the inward, according to their ability. As the King does outwardly according to their ability, and so that is a figure to you, and if you wait in this measure and improve your measure and are faithful in your measure to God who has given it you, then you come to be a servant to the King Jesus Christ. As the servant outwardly does improve his outward measure and serve the King outwardly, so you come to improve your inward, that is a figure to you. So figures are spoken to the carnal part in man. And as the light opens and exercises your conscience, it will open to you parables and figures, and it will let you see invisible things, which are clearly seen by that which is invisible in you, which are clearly seen since the creation of the world, that does declare the eternal power and Godhead. What is invisible is the light within you, which he who is invisible has given you a measure of, that will let you see your heart to be stony. As stones are without you of the like nature, and the highway ground without you, so your heart is highway ground, and as thorny ground without you, so your heart is as thorny ground. As you walk up and down, it will let you see the rough way without you and rough way within you, and as you walk in the way full of briars and thorns without you, so it will let you see crooked ways within you. As there are briars without you, so there are briars within you, and as serpents are without you, so the nature of serpents is within you. As vipers are without you, so the nature of vipers are within you. All this lodges upon the earth without you, so it lodges in the earth within you. As lions are without you, so are the nature of lions within you. As trees are without you, so you are the nature of a tree which rises out of the earth. As trees grow from the earth without you, so trees are within you. As forests are without you, so the wilderness is in your heart. These things the scriptures speak of. They, who had the light, spoke forth these parables to that nature in men and women. This light lets you see, who hate the light. As fat bulls without you, feeding the flesh, you are as a fat bull who only feeds the flesh. As there are dogs and swine without you, you are a dog that bites, devours, and barks. There is your figure that barks. As swine without you, you are a swine wallowing in the mire. And as a foul house without you, you are the house. As a candle lighted up in the house without you, the candle is lighted up in your heart, which is the spirit of the Lord, and you will see the house foul, there is your figure. As tall cedars without you, you will see yourself a tall cedar, who lives without the truth, spreading yourself. As strong oaks without you, you in your strength will see yourself as a strong oak, who are full of earth, and how you live in your power and dignity. As horses without you, you who live in earth and filth and lust, you are as a horse neighing up and down. This the light will let you see. As asses without you, snuffing up their noses upon the mountains, you are lifted up in your high-mindedness and full of pride and wildness. You will see yourself to be as a wild ass. As the grass without you, which is green for a while, you will see yourself to be as the grass that grows upon the earth, which is green for a while, but is suddenly cut down. The light within you will let you see these things. As cutting down without you with a sickle, so cutting you down. As reaping without you, so reaping you down, hewing the wicked. Here you may learn your figure, who are reaping and mowing. As you are walking in the field, you may read scripture. As flowers are beautiful for a time, so you that are famous, you that are beautiful in your glory, you are as fading flowers. There you may learn your figure. This light will let you see the good ground without you. So are they who are the good heart, plowing up outside, so plowing up the fallow ground within you. As you hear the thunder without you, so you may hear the thunder within you, the voice without, so the voice within you. These are figures. As the earthquake without you, so the earthquake within you. And as mountains without you, so mountains within you. As hailstones without you, so hailstones within you. As wolves without you, so the nature of wolves within you. Here you can go no way, but you may read your figure. As beasts without you, so you are the nature of brute beasts that turn from the light of God in you. As the canker without you eating, so the canker within. As the sea without you, so the wicked are as the sea, the like nature of the sea within you. As foaming without you, so foaming within. As harvest without you, so harvest within, who come to see with the invisible eye, all those who mind the light shall see another harvest. As there are many sowing the seed without, that lies under the clods, so shall you see the seed that lies under the clods in you. And as the summer without you, so are the children of God brought into the summer, where there is joy and peace, and are brought out of the world. And as singing of birds without you, so are those who are brought out of the winter. The world is a figure to them. As a turtle dove without you, that is a figure who comes to this joyful land. As doves without you, nature of doves within. As lambs without you, the nature of lambs within. As sheep without you, so the nature of sheep within. And as goats without you, the nature of goats within. Now the light of God gave forth all these figures, like unto that nature in man, and of what the saints should enjoy. And this light will let you see, as there are fowls without you who have nests, so you who are flown above the truth are as a fowl that has a nest, the nature of fowls within. As there are dragons that devour without you, so there is the nature of dragons that devours the righteous, and acts contrary to that pure principle in your conscience. And as a bed of sorrow without you, so you must be brought, that hoard from the truth, into the bed of sorrow within. And as there is a widow without you, which has not a husband, so you are a widow which has not Jesus Christ, who follow such priests who are called of men masters. As a garden without you, and dressing it without, so is Christ and his spouse, the saints. As there is a weeding without you, so the weeding of the weeds in the heart. Thistles without you, the nature of thistles within you. Sour grapes without you, you that are turned from the truth has the nature of sour grapes in you. As you see the wild grapes without you, which set the children's teeth on edge without you, so they set their teeth on edge, who are growing in the earth, and take off that which acts contrary to the light, and the light will let you see it. As the night without you and darkness, so there is night within. And as stars without you, so there are stars within you. As moon without you, so there is moon within you. And as clouds without you, so there are clouds within you. These are all figures. And as the sun without you, so the Son of Righteousness arising with healing in his wings within you. All who mind the measure which God has given you, it will open unto you these outward figures which God spoke, and will teach you. As you go up and down, you shall read your figures. As covering without you, so there is covering within. Woe to him that is covered, and not with the Spirit of the Lord. And as fire and an oven without you, and as stubble without you, all you proud, and all you wicked are as stubble to be consumed in the fire, as fire does the stubble. Now this light will show you these figures. Here you may read scriptures, you that love the light. You that hate this light cannot see these figures. But it is the invisible that opens these, that gave them forth. And here you that are unlearned in the letter may read the scripture, and as the secret chambers without you. Hearken to the light within you, and it will let you see the secret places, where the retired place, the secret chambers are. As a prison is without you, so there is a prison within where the seed of God lies. And as there is thrashing without you, it will let you see thrashing within you. Chaff without you, the chaff within, wheat without you, so there is wheat within. This light of God which gave forth the scripture, this light of God according to its measure will open the scripture to you. For man having been driven into the earth, and the earth being above the seed, so as the earth without you, so the earth within you. The Lord speaks of low things, in comparisons like to that nature in man, so that man may look upon the creation with that which is invisible, and there read himself. There you may see wherever you are going. This is the word of the Lord to all you who have learned the letter of the scripture, even your Hebrew, Greek, and Latin, to you who hate the light within, and say everyone does not have the light, to you shall I open my mouth in some parables. You are the painted walls. As you see the painted walls without you, so you are painted walls, there is your figure. As you see men stumble without you, who are blind, so do you who say that everyone does not have the light, and that everyone is not enlightened. For you stumble at the eye which should let you see, and your mouth is the mouth of the false prophet, which the scripture speaks of. The true prophet said, he enlightens every one that comes into the world. There were only two, the spirit of Christ and the apostles, or Satan's spirit, and there are only two. You who say he does not enlighten everyone that comes into the world, when he said he does enlighten everyone that comes into the world, you are the false prophet, and go about to make Christ a liar, who is the true prophet. You are the hypocrites who are kept above the truth with your fair faces, and you are the thieves who steal your neighbor's words. You are filthy dreamers who say Christ has not enlightened everyone that comes into the world. They speak a lie, the divination of their own brain, and sell the prophet's words and Christ's words for money, which was spoken forth freely. You tell people that you preach the gospel by ministering the letter, and you don't even know gospel, and you tell the people that the letter is the word. And the letter says that God is the word, and you tell them the letter is the light, and the letter says that Christ is the light. The Lord is coming in flames of fire without you, as you see with a natural eye, see flames of fire within, who have the light come upon you. You ungodly ones, as a sword without, which hews down, so shall you who are wicked find the sword of the Lord, which is the word of the Lord, hew you down. As you see fire burning without you, so you who hate the light shall see the fire within you. And as you see wells without water without you, so you shall see within you wells without water. So are you who say everyone does not have the light. As a cloud without you, so are you clouds without water, and all your knowledge, Hebrew, Greek, and Latin is natural. And the natural man does not know the things of God. Therefore to all people everywhere, to that light in you I appeal, which shows your sin and evil to be works of darkness and deeds of the flesh, still of the old man. There is your teacher, and there is your condemnation, hating that light. You are those who get the saints' words in the old bottles and give meanings to them, you who are of the generation that always murdered the righteous seed. As bottles are without you, so are you bottles, new wine put into new bottles, the old wine put into old bottles, and that is a figure. As trees with leaves without, that bears no fruit, so are those who have profession and no life, nor any fruit. As sons and daughters without, born by the will of man, so there are sons and daughters of God, born by the will of God, heirs of another world. As these are born in this world, and as there is the world without you, so there is the world in the heart. As there is the field without, so there is the field in the heart. As there is the merchantman without, that seeks for pearls without, so there is the merchantman that seeks for pearls within. And as there is the kingdom without, so there is the kingdom of heaven within. And as the axe is laid to the tree root without, to hew down the tree without, so the axe is laid to the tree within, that does not bring forth good fruit. And as trees cumber the ground without upon the earth, so do men cumber the ground, fruitless trees, and as there are rocks without, there are rocks within. As there is cleaving of rocks without, so there is cleaving of rocks within. As there are heavy burdens without, so there are heavy burdens within, the pure are burdened. As the rain falls upon the plants without, so does the mercy of God fall upon the tender plants within. As there is a vineyard planted without, so are the people of God a vineyard, who love the light and have the invisible eye, will read these figures and parables, and you need not go to your natural priests without you. But this within will open them, as you love it, and walk in it as the saints did, who gave forth the scripture, and they exhorted others to take heed to that light, and said, you have a more sure word of prophecy, unto which you do well to take heed, as unto a light shining in a dark place until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts. This light is your teacher, which teaches you holiness and teaches you the fear of the Lord. And this light hating of it will be your condemnation, and then you stumble, and then you neither understand parables nor figures, but are those who stumble at noonday. All you who are earthly, minding that which is invisible, you will read the earthly parables and figures and see the time of winter. As there is winter without, so there is winter within, the time of winter, and the time of summer, if you wait to get through the earthly part. The earth must be removed, and the earth must be shaken when the glory of the Lord arises. This is witnessed. So God Almighty open your understandings, all people everywhere, that you may see yourselves. If you take heed to that light which will exercise your consciences, it will let you see yourselves, which I is the light, and this light will let you see God. But if your minds go forth, the God of this world comes in and takes the dominion, and so your minds are blinded, and your understandings darkened. Therefore, everyone, what you possess, profess, for the saints were what they spoke. And everyone, as Christ has given you a measure, according to your ability, mind your measure and improve your measure, and do not talk of the saints' conditions unless you find them fulfilled in you. Lay aside all contention and striving about words, which is of no profit, but mind the pure light of God within, which will teach everyone to know God. So everyone must improve his talent and improve his measure according to his ability, so everyone will be rewarded according to his works, whether they are good or evil. You, who say everyone does not have the light, are the blind Pharisee. I shall stop your mouth with a few words, which the servants of God have spoken forth. Christ himself said, which is the true light, he does enlighten every one that comes into the world, and the one he loves it, and the other he hates it. And this is the condemnation of the world, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. You, who say he does not enlighten every one that comes into the world, you are a false prophet and a witness against Christ. You, who say that the grace of God has not appeared to all men to teach them, you error that turns the grace of God into wantonness. The grace has appeared to you, for it is grace that shows the ungodliness and worldly lusts. And by this denial you make the apostle a liar, when the grace of God, he said, which we witness, has appeared to all men, which teaches us to deny all ungodliness and worldly lusts, and to live godly and soberly and righteously in this present world. This grace has appeared to you who live wickedly and ungodly and are of this present world. To that in your conscience I appeal, which you shall eternally witness, for to it the grace comes and appears. And when the book of conscience is opened, all men shall be judged out of it. Hear you, who say everyone does not have the light in his conscience to exercise it, you proceed to make God unjust. For the light which lets man see sin and evil is a perfect light of God. And you who say everyone does not have a measure of light within them, to show them all their works and actions which they do, you go about to make God unjust and unrighteous, and to keep the creature in darkness. For God said he will give to everyone a reward according to their works. And if he had not a light, how should he see his works, and how should the world be judged in righteousness? But blind hypocrites must show themselves, that they may openly appear blind to all them that are in the light and love the light. And you that hate the light, there is your condemnation. Back to Doctrine Index, Doctrine Book 4, continued. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.